Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Now at 8, the historic indictment against former President Donald Trump. The next steps in this case as his legal team issues a response. Plus, and just a small portion of the viewing area is sitting at code red right now. I'll show you who's being affected and when those numbers should drop.
And the 2024 campaign heats up in North Carolina. Top politicians will be here starting today and throughout the weekend, including President Biden. We'll take a look at what he and First Lady Jill Biden plan to focus on today while they're in Rocky Mount and Fort Liberty. We have that and a lot more for you at 8 o'clock. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us on this Friday. We made it to Friday, and if it weren't for all this smoke stuff out there, we'd have a pretty nice day. But we do want to tell you about the air quality. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with why that particular number is on the high end today.
So it's hazy everywhere, but we've had a pocket of especially unhealthy air drop in from Virginia. It's a small pocket. I'm going to show it to you on the map. But we're sitting right now here solidly in code red in that little pocket. Later on this afternoon, it does include Wake County. Later this afternoon, we should drop it back to code orange. And a lot of the viewing area is currently in code yellow and should remain that way all day. And code yellow means that, there's some pollution in the atmosphere, but it shouldn't be unhealthy for anyone. Code orange, of course, means that it's unhealthy for a certain populations, young children, elderly, anybody with respiratory issues. And so that's where we're headed with Wake County. But look at this little pocket that dropped down from the north. Yesterday, we were looking at really poor air quality up around New York, D.C., and now that's dropped down to the south. We do have our air coming from the north, and it pushed it down here, but it's not very widespread. We do have code orange back across Goldsboro through most of Johnston County, Wake County, and on up to Mecklenburg County, Virginia. But let's zoom in on this little pocket here of red. This is where the air quality is code red right now. So Raleigh, Garner, Wendell, Rollsville, Wake Forest, up toward Lewisburg. If you're in that area, technically that code red means that it's unhealthy to do any exercise outside. I do feel like those numbers will drop as we get through the day today. So keep checking back. And I think probably this afternoon, if you were planning to exercise, it'll be okay for most of us. Hazy conditions here at RDU, 58 degrees. You can see that wind coming right out of the north there. And that's what's keeping the smoke in our area today. Our humidity stays low. Temperatures are mild, near 80 degrees, but we'll certainly have that smoky haze to deal with. It begins to dissipate even more over the weekend. While it goes down, temperatures will go up. I'll show you Sunday coming up, Brian.
It is just about 8:03, very light traffic volume this morning, and that means that wherever you're going, you should make pretty good time getting there. No crashes showing up anywhere in the triangle right now. A little bit of brake tapping perhaps on 40 westbound, right around 42 there in the Cleveland community and western Johnston County, heading out toward the Clayton bypass, but it's not going to add very much at all to your overall trip. Let's take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh. Once you get through 42, you're in good shape all the way through Garner on 40 westbound. Picking up those usual delays on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest toward 540, about a 4-minute delay showing up overall, and about a 1-minute slowdown on southbound Capitol, or rather southbound 87 coming in from Knightdale from 64 Business out to 440. Checking in on Durham right now, about a 1-minute delay on the southbound side of 501 coming in from Infinity Road toward 501. No trouble on 40 eastbound out of Chapel Hill, and westbound 98 coming in from the northern side of Wake County from Highway 50 out to 885. Just a 1-minute backup.
All right. Thank you, Brian. We're tracking a big day in politics here in North Carolina, including a visit from the president and the first lady. At the same time, top GOP presidential candidates will also be here today and tomorrow. North Carolina remains a key battleground state for the upcoming 2024 election. And the visits come just hours after new historic indictments were handed down to former President Donald Trump. This morning, as he prepares to visit Greensboro, the former president is also preparing to face this new round of legal trouble.
President Biden will likely face questions about what he thinks of Trump's indictment today when he visits North Carolina. He and the First Lady will arrive in Goldsboro around 11:30 this morning. They will tour Nash Community College at 1 over in Rocky Mount and then head to Fort Liberty around 3:30 for a big announcement. WRAL's Monica Casey joins us live from Fort Liberty with what we know about his trip. Monica.
Good morning. The president and first lady will be announcing a new executive order here today. It focuses on helping military families and spouses with their well-being and their economic security. This has been in the works for more than a year. The overall focus is the hiring and retention of military family and spouses in the federal government workforce. The Joining Forces Initiative also wants to help military spouses obtain jobs outside the federal government and more access to child care. The executive order calls for a strategic plan and government-wide standards for more accessible remote work options. Dr. Jill Biden says this is a matter of national security. The First Lady says they can't ask service members to choose between love of country and love of family. Now, the Bidens will be announcing this executive order here at Fort Liberty because of the large number of military families and spouses in this area. Drivers here, along with Rocky Mount and in Goldsboro, should be aware of increased traffic as the Bidens travel through our area. Monica Casey, WRAL News at Fort Liberty.
Also, three big names in the race for the Republican presidential nomination are headed to Greensboro. Former President Trump, former Vice President Mike Pence, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis plan to speak at the North Carolina GOP convention. It's the first time all three men will be in the same place as candidates, and experts say it shows just how important our state is for presidential candidates to test their message with voters. Ron DeSantis will be on stage tonight. WRAL's NC Capitol reporter Will Dorn says Trump's indictment could come up in a speech.
You know, he sees his path to the nomination as convincing Trump supporters to move to his camp. So, you know, I don't know what he's going to say about this. You know, he'll probably reference it somehow, but, you know, you got to kind of be careful not to be too critical. And, you know, you don't want to turn off the people who you want to come and vote for you.
As for Pence and Trump, they're slated to speak at the state GOP convention tomorrow. WRAL has teams of reporters covering every angle of both the Republican convention in Greensboro and President Biden's visit this weekend. You can track our full coverage on air on WRAL.com and on the WRAL News app.
And now to that historic indictment against former President Donald Trump. Officials revealed overnight the Justice Department is moving extra resources to Miami, Florida, where Trump is expected to appear in court on Tuesday on seven federal charges. Republican officials here in North Carolina say Trump is still planning to speak at the GOP convention in Greensboro tomorrow. And federal prosecutors are still quiet this morning, refusing to officially confirm the indictment themselves. Trump's lawyer spoke to CNN late last night, saying the former president faces a charge under the Espionage Act, as well as obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and false statement charges. He says Trump will appear in court.
There's not going to be an arrest. This is coming in on a summons. That was appropriate. This is not somebody who's going to flee. This is not somebody that poses a danger to the community, which are the factors that you would normally consider when you're talking about release. We'll go through the bureaucratic process we have to on Tuesday.
Very sadly, we're...
And Trump himself shared this video last night denying any wrongdoing. The charges stem from his handling of hundreds of classified documents found at his Florida estate.
This morning, national civil rights attorney Ben Crump will join the family of Daryl Williams, who died after a confrontation with Raleigh police. They will respond to the autopsy findings released 2 days ago. The autopsy determined that Williams' death was a homicide. It also listed other factors in his death, including cardiac arrest, cocaine intoxication, and the use of tasers. This is body cam video from the arrest back in January. Wake County's district attorney is considering charges against the six officers involved. Williams' family will speak at 11:30 a.m. at Mount Peace Baptist Church.
And coming up on 8:09 this morning, smoke from the wildfires is still lingering across much of the country. But do you know what you're actually breathing in? Up next, we'll take a closer look at the particles and the potential health risks.
That's especially important this morning because we have a very small portion of the Triangle area that's sitting at code red currently. It looks like those numbers will drop some this afternoon. I'll show you what to expect and how to handle this.
Welcome back. It is 8:12 as we take a live look at Wilson, at the hazy sunshine out there, a very light breeze and pleasant temperatures today. You're watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with why some folks in Wake County might want to delay their morning workout today.
So we're looking at unhealthy air. It's a code red in just a small part of the viewing area, Wake County up into Franklin County. So here's a look at that. Here's a look at our map, and you can see this red shaded area. There's also a pocket of orange as well, but most of the viewing area is under code yellow, which means you're fine to get out and do anything you want to. It's not considered unhealthy. Interesting scenario here. Yesterday we had a lot of really poor air quality up around New York, D.C., and that's begun to slide a little farther south. It's not that often that we see just a small pocket of unhealthy air, so interesting situation. We don't have a lot of wind. If we get the wind to blow a little bit, it'll dissipate this, and that's what we'll likely see this afternoon. I'll show you the forecast for later today in just a second, but right now, we have a pocket from Raleigh to Garner to Wendell, over toward Knightdale, Lewisburg, Wake Forest, to where this is a code red little pocket, and of course, authorities say, you know, you shouldn't be out exercising, at least nothing that's too extreme during those code red conditions. Hopefully, we'll mix things up a little bit and dissipate that. By the time we get to closer to the afternoon, it'll be code orange for Wake County. Again, everybody else sitting at yellow, which means there's nothing to do. Just, you know, note that it's a little hazy out. Most of the viewing area, if not all of it, should be back to moderate or code yellow on Saturday. Code yellow is something that we see pretty frequently during the summer. We don't even really talk about it too much until we get to code orange, because then it does become more of a health issue. We may be back to green on Sunday, which will be nice to see, and certainly we'll continue to see much better air quality into the beginning of next week. Take a look at Pinehurst. It's a little bit hazy here. Of course, Pinehurst is in an area that's code yellow right now, so no problem getting out and playing golf and enjoying. It's a little breezy there, and that may be one of the reasons that the air quality is a little bit better. We mix it up, and it helps to dissipate those particles of smoke. Back to the west, we have a developing front, and that will arrive here on Monday. Ahead of that, we have a strong flow coming out of the south Sunday. We'll see partly cloudy skies, but it will be warm and sticky. I should say hot and sticky. We could see 90 degrees on Sunday for the first time this year. Our cold front advances and brings us a chance of a light shower Monday from lunchtime, from say 8 o'clock to lunchtime, but it's going to be mid to late afternoon that we have the best chance of some heavier rain and some scattered thunderstorms. Beaches over the weekend look great. Tomorrow's high 79 at Emerald Isle, 80 at Nags Head, 77 at Wrightsville Beach, and in the mountains in Asheville, a little warmer at 84, but up in Boone, 75 degrees. Should have a nice, bright weekend in the mountains. We take a look at our forecast. We'll see warmer temperatures this weekend. 87 on Saturday, 90 on Sunday, again, 90 for the first time possibly this year. And then our cold front comes in on Monday with some significant rain and some scattered storms. We're quiet Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with highs near normal. Brian?
Here at 8:15, just getting reports of a crash with injuries on Aviation Parkway at I-40, and apparently it's affecting northbound traffic heading away from the lake up toward the I-40 interchange. Right now in the sensors, we're not picking up any big delays through there around Gateway Center Boulevard, and right now the DOT hasn't turned that camera around to see Aviation Parkway. We're getting a view of I-40, and it's not affecting traffic on 40, but there on Aviation, just want to keep that in mind. If you're heading to the airport from 54 this morning, you might hop over to Airport Boulevard and consider using that as a good way to get into the RDU area. Let's take a look at I-40 through Wake County. That westbound side looking good from 42 in Johnston County through Garner, through South Raleigh. No delays. And right now leaving West Raleigh, heading out to the airport in RTP. Everything's moving along well. In Durham, we're not seeing any problems on major routes either.
Brian, thanks. Smoke still covering large swaths of the country, and it has many people wondering what they're actually breathing in. Marion Rafferty takes a closer look at what particles are in the smoke from Canada's wildfires and the potential health risks involved.
Millions remain under air quality alerts as smoke from the hundreds of raging wildfires in Canada continues smothering communities across the Northeast, Midwest, and portions of the South.
I notice like my eyes are burning a little bit.
But while some campfire enthusiasts might think breathing in a little smoke isn't a big deal, this haze is much more hazardous than meets the eye.
Primary pollutant from wildfires is what we call PM2.5, or particulate matter that is a size of 2.5 microns or smaller in diameter.
For comparison, an average strand of hair is roughly 30 times larger than these particles.
It's small enough that we can inhale it deep into our lungs. And in the short term, that can cause aggravation in the lungs or in the eyes or in the nose. And then in the long term, it can have impacts on our health in terms of our respiratory health and even in terms of our cardiovascular health.
Once inhaled, the particles can migrate into the bloodstream.
When they're in blood vessels, they can really do a lot of havoc in the brain, as well as in the heart, in particular the kidneys too.
And it's not just wood from burning forests entering the body.
There are carbon-based compounds and metals. You have to keep in mind that what's along for the ride gets burnt too.
Young children, the elderly, and people with asthma are more susceptible to health problems from the smoke. Doctors advise wearing a face mask outside until conditions are expected to clear over the weekend.
Marianne Rafferty reporting. You can visit airnow.gov to stay updated on the current air quality levels where you live.
Happening now in the WRA Live Center, we want to take you 250 miles above the Earth to the International Space Station. These are live pictures right now. A couple of astronauts are getting ready for a spacewalk. We're talking about astronauts Steve Bowen and Warren Woody Holberg. They've been going through their last-minute checklists before they head out outside the International Space Station to make some installations. Specifically, they'll be installing a rollout solar array that will increase the power capacity of the orbiting laboratory. Another spacewalk to do some more installations are set for June 15th. We'll continue to monitor this live pictures here and bring you any new developments as they step out here in the WRA Live Center.
Always so cool to see that. Thanks, Ken. Well, the Florida Panthers now have their first ever victory in the Stanley Cup final.
Bennett, cross ice, shot, score!
That was it. That's the game-winning moment right there when the Panthers scored after more than 4 minutes in overtime against the Vegas Golden Knights. Final score, 3-2. Vegas still leads the series 2-1. Game four is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and you'll remember it was the Panthers who knocked out the Carolina Hurricanes out of the playoffs last month. And the action continues today in the French Open with the world's top tennis players battling it out on the second day of semifinals. You can watch the women's and men's matches live on WREL beginning at 11 a.m. That means WREL News at noon will move over to Fox 50.
The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department has a history maker among its ranks. 49-year-old Farah Mir is the department's first female Muslim Pakistani officer. She moved to the U.S. 2 years after the 9/11 terror attacks and has been on the force for 8 years. She hopes to put another title on her resume. She has entered the Mrs. Nevada pageant, which will crown a queen on June 18th. She says she wants to open the horizon for females from her background.
I'm here to crack the walls which separate people and their thinking. And I want to open the horizon for my female from my background, Southeast Asia, Middle East, Muslim female. So being part of a pageant for Muslim women is not normal.
Just blazing trails. Mir says she's been working on building relationships within the religious community. She says she can read 4 languages and speak 3 of them.
Well, today's entertainment report involves people of all ages, from a teenager to a nonagenarian. David Daniel, who's somewhere in between, has details in our Hollywood Minute.
Who's the new guy?
Danger. This is unbelievable.
One of the creators behind Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is a 14-year-old boy from Toronto. Preston Mutanga recreated the film's first trailer shot for shot in the style of Lego blocks. The producers were impressed and asked Preston to animate a Spider-Verse scene set in a Lego universe.
They put me in special ed just because of my hair!
The times, they are changing.
Hairspray is returning to theaters for its 35th anniversary. John Waters' original cult classic starring Ricky Lake and Divine is set to play in theaters across the U.S. on Sunday, June 11th and Wednesday, June 14th. Check fathomevents.com for locations and showtimes. Sir Michael Caine is making his debut as a novelist at age 90. The 2-time Oscar winner has written Deadly Game, about a police detective who uncovers a global conspiracy involving stolen uranium, British neo-Nazis, and Colombian drug cartels. Deadly Game is scheduled to be published in November. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
The nominations for this year's BET Awards are in, and Drake and Glorilla are leading the pack. Drake is up for 7 awards, including Best Male Hip Hop Artist and Best Male R&B Pop Artist. Glorilla was nominated for 6 awards, including Best Female Hip Hop Artist, Best New Artist, and Album of the Year. 21 Savage is up for 5 awards. And Lizzo is also nominated for 5 awards, including Best Female R&B Pop Artist and Video of the Year. The BET Awards air live on June 25th on BET. A baby deer on Long Island accidentally went for a dip in a swimming pool and needed to be pulled out. Look how small this deer is. To the rescue, 12-year-old Anthony Massatias. The baby deer fell in not just once, but twice. He had to get that deer out again. The mother and fawn reunited a couple of hours later, and the deer had some trouble getting up after he fell out of the walked out of the pool. It's just so sweet, but I'm glad he's safe. Very sweet. Well, we're learning more about the next steps for Apple's billion-dollar campus in RTP. We'll look at the documents obtained by WREL showing just how big this new facility could be. And get this, the IRS may actually owe you money. We'll explain what you need to do to qualify.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Friday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. It is Friday. We are still talking about the air quality. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner actually tracking a couple of pockets in the area that are not so great right now, Elizabeth.
You know, we tend to think of our air quality as being pretty uniform, but what's happened overnight is we've had a parcel or a pocket of air that's drifted down across the area that's a little more unhealthy. A lot of our area is under a code yellow right now, but we have code orange as you head down through Johnston County toward Goldsboro and then back up toward Mecklenburg County, Virginia. And in the middle of it, there's a pocket of code red. And so that's going to be Raleigh, Garner, Zebulon, Wendell, Rollsville, Wake Forest, Lewisburg. If you're in that pocket, you don't want to exert yourself too much outside. And that's going to be for everybody. This is our forecast for today. It's code yellow, which means you can go about your business with no problem for the most part. But code orange, of course, means that it's unhealthy for sensitive groups. Of course, we have code red right now. That area should back off into code orange later on today. And by tomorrow, everybody should be at code yellow. Brian?
A couple of crashes I'm watching right now. One on Aviation Parkway at the I-40 interchange near the airport. If you're coming in from Morrisville from 54 trying to get to RDU this morning, consider using Airport Boulevard. Although right now we're not really seeing any big delays on Aviation Parkway. On the north side of Raleigh, watch for a minor crash at Creedmoor Road at Millbrook Road. I'm seeing a little bit of a delay building on Millbrook Road on that eastbound side approaching Creedmoor. And on the north side of Raleigh, a hit-and-run investigation this morning on Capitol Boulevard at Brentwood Road. Look out for police activity.
Thank you, Brian. President Biden and the First Lady will visit North Carolina today. They'll arrive in Goldsboro around 11:30 this morning and tour Nash Community College at 1. They'll then head to Fort Liberty around 3:30 for a big announcement. Up next on Today, Niall Horan rocks the plaza with some new music.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm an innocent man. We will prove that again.
Donald Trump on the defensive as he becomes the first former president to face federal charges. The next steps in this historic case as his legal team issues a response. Plus,
and we have a small pocket of unhealthy air sitting across the region. I'll show you where it is on the map and what you should do if you're in that area.
And the 2024 presidential campaign heats up in North Carolina. Top politicians will be here starting today and throughout the weekend, including President Biden. We take a look at what he and First Lady Jill Biden plan to focus on today while they are in Rocky Mount and Fort Liberty. Meanwhile, Republican contenders, including former President Donald Trump, will be in North Carolina this weekend as well. So a lot to tell you about on this Friday. We appreciate you sticking with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are still talking about the air quality as well this morning. Actually, Elizabeth Gardner has been tracking it all. And Elizabeth, there are certain areas that are dealing with higher levels than others right now.
So we're looking at current conditions right now, and the number of particles of pollution per cubic meter is 158. What that means is that we're still sitting at code red. This is a really small portion of our viewing area. With a little bit of a breeze and a little time during the afternoon, we should see Wake County moving from code red back down to code orange. And a good chunk of our viewing area is seeing code yellow right now. This is our forecast for today. It's code yellow for the entire viewing area except for Wake County. This is where we're currently seeing the pocket of code red. But again, it does look like that it will drop back to orange. And you know, we've been talking about this for several days now. So code yellow means that it's fine to go about and exercise, do whatever you'd like to do. But code orange means that sensitive groups could be affected. That would be children, the elderly, people with respiratory issues. You don't want to overdo it outside today. Let's take a look. This is such an interesting phenomena that's happened. We had some really poor air quality up around New York and D.C., the code reds and purples. And we've seen some of that air drifting southward. This is a new update, and our code red area has shrunk. This is a brand new look that just came in current as of 8:32. So we have a pocket here of code orange from Goldsboro through most of Johnston County, eastern Wake County, and up toward I-85. We also had a pocket where it was code red. That stretched up into Franklin County. That has really shrunk. So it's good. I think that we're seeing the atmosphere mixing some of that more dangerous air out. And as we get through the day, that will continue to dissipate. So just northeast of Raleigh, up toward Wake Forest and Rollsville, a tiny pocket of code red. If you're in eastern Wake County, you may want to put off any exercise for a few more hours. We do have hazy conditions everywhere. This is a look at RDU. 58 is our current temperature. We've had a nice cool start today. We do still have a northerly wind that's bringing us a very low humidity today. So if we didn't have the smoke and smog to deal with, it would actually be a really nice day. We'll see highs in the low 80s. The air quality improves this weekend, but our temperatures start to climb. I'll show you when we can see our first 90-degree day of the year coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. We're tracking a big day in politics here in North Carolina, including visits from President Biden and Republican Ron DeSantis. But we want to start with that historic indictment against former President Donald Trump. Officials reversed overnight. The Justice Department is moving extra resources to Miami, Florida, where Trump is expected to appear in court on Tuesday on 7 federal charges. Republican officials here in North Carolina say Trump is still planning to speak at the GOP convention in Greensboro tomorrow, and federal prosecutors are still quiet this morning, refusing to officially confirm the indictment themselves. Trump's lawyer spoke to CNN late last night, saying the former president faces a charge under the Espionage Act, as well as obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and false statement charges. He says Trump will appear in court.
He's disappointed that this is where we are as a country, and this is where the Department of Justice is. But he's not, you're not going to see him, you know, hide in Scotland. He's going to be ready to handle this case and help his attorneys fight it. And we'll see. It'll make some excitement to see who shows up at the table on Tuesday, I guess.
And Trump himself shared this video last night denying any wrongdoing. The charges stem from his handling of hundreds of classified documents found at his Florida estate. Trump already faces separate charges out of New York and is also under investigation in Georgia.
President Biden will likely face questions about the indictment today when he visits North Carolina. He and the First Lady will arrive in Goldsboro around 11:30 this morning. They will tour Nash Community College in Rocky Mount at 1, then head to Fort Liberty around 3:30 for a big announcement. WRAL's Monica Casey is at Fort Liberty with what we know about this stop.
The President and First Lady will be announcing a new executive order here today. It focuses on helping military spouses and families with their well-being and economic stability. This has been in the works for more than a year. The overall focus is the hiring and retention of military family and spouses in the federal government workforce. The Joining Forces Initiative also wants to help military spouses obtain jobs outside the federal government and more access to health care. The executive order calls for a strategic plan and government-wide standards for more accessible remote work options. Dr. Jill Biden says this is a matter of national security. The First Lady says they can't ask service members to choose between love of country and love of family. The Bidens are announcing this order here at Fort Liberty because of the high number of military spouses in the area. Drivers around here, as well as near Rocky Mount and Goldsboro, should be aware of increased traffic as the Bidens travel through our area. Monica Casey, WRAL News at Fort Liberty.
Also, three big names in the race for the Republican presidential nomination are headed to Greensboro. Former President Trump, former Vice President Mike Pence, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis plan to speak at the North Carolina GOP convention. It is the first time all three will be in the same place as candidates. WRAL's NC Capitol reporter Will Dorn says this shows just how important North Carolina is in the 2024 presidential election.
They see North Carolina is really kind of the perfect mirror for the whole country to test their message on. You know, we've got a lot of people living in rural areas. We've got big, bustling cities, kind of got it all. So they really see North Carolina as kind of a microcosm of the country as a whole.
Ron DeSantis will take the stage at the GOP convention tonight. We'll see if he will make any references about Trump's indictment in a speech. He did criticize the charges in a tweet overnight. As for Pence and Trump, they're slated to speak tomorrow.
And WRAL will have crews across the state bringing you full coverage of the convention and President Biden's visit throughout the weekend. You can keep track on air on WRAL.com and on the WRAL News app as well. Today, national civil rights attorney Ben Crump will join the family of Darrell Williams, who died after a confrontation with Raleigh police. As WRAL's Michael Grace reports, they plan to address the autopsy results that were released just 2 days ago.
Yeah, well, Crump actually gave a statement to WRAL yesterday saying that the findings were, quote, a direct result of excessive and unreasonable police force. The autopsy report lists the cause of death as cardiac arrest with a number of contributing factors, including cocaine intoxication and the use of a taser. The report notes Williams had a documented history of heart issues, which he references in the body cam video released a couple months ago. That video shows that on January 17th, officers shocked Williams three times with his taser outside a sweepstakes parlor. Six officers involved in the incident have been placed on administrative leave. WRAL is going to have full coverage of that press conference. It starts at 11:30 this morning at Mount Peace Baptist Church. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
The haze from those Canadian wildfires is starting to lift along the East Coast, moving instead toward the Midwest. Meanwhile, firefighters appear to be making progress in putting out the fires themselves in Canada. Today, thousands of people forced to evacuate because of the flames will be allowed to return home. However, hundreds of wildfires are still burning across Canada, and officials there say fire season is just getting started.
Well, if you are flying out for the weekend, be prepared for the possibility of more flight delays. You were looking live at RDU International this morning. We checked just minutes ago. Right now, there are six delays. For the past 3 days, that number has gone up throughout the morning as other airports issue ground stops as well. This weekend, those affected could be mostly in the Midwest as the haze moves that way. Tributes are growing for three sisters killed in a car crash in Moore County. Coming up, the family shares their heartbreak as they plan funerals for the sisters, known to be inseparable.
Plus, Wall Street is back to being bullish. We'll look at the strong performance yesterday and explain why some analysts aren't sure how long this will last.
And as we head to break, here's a live look at Raleigh from the WRAL LiveCam Network. Some areas experiencing some poor air quality right now. Elizabeth has an update after the break. Welcome back, 8:43 on your Friday morning. This is a live look over Beaufort this morning. Looking okay. We're talking about the air quality still this morning. Right now, Elizabeth Gardner is tracking some areas that are actually experiencing some worse air quality than others. Elizabeth.
It's been very interesting to watch this morning. We had a pocket of unhealthy air that had dropped down to Virginia. Most likely, we'd seen that yesterday way up around New York, D.C., where we had the reds and the purples. Well, everything is starting to change a little bit. We woke up this morning to a fairly large pocket of code red for most of Wake County and Franklin County. That is starting to shrink. The numbers are dropping. About 2 hours ago, this number was 160. And what this number represents is the particles of pollution per square meter. So the number has dropped down to 151. If it drops about two more, it's back down to orange. And that is the forecast for Wake County today. And the forecast for the rest of the viewing area is actually yellow. Here's a look at our air quality forecast from the Department of Air Quality in North Carolina. Yellow means that you should take note that there is some pollution in the atmosphere, but it's not something that should harm anyone. And then, of course, the code orange means that sensitive groups could be harmed by that, or at least you'd notice some impact there. Of course, that's young children, the elderly, anybody with respiratory issues. So we're likely to drop back down to orange in Wake County probably within the next hour to 2 hours. Here's a look at that pocket. That orange pocket right now stretches all the way down toward Goldsboro, down towards Clinton, and then just straight due north back up toward Mecklenburg County, Virginia. And our code red area there is shrinking rapidly. We'll zoom in on it. Earlier, it was the eastern half of Wake County and almost all of Franklin County. And so we are seeing that air quality improving very quickly. Early this morning, we were saying it's probably not a good idea to get in your morning run this morning, eastern Wake County and Franklin County, but the air quality is improving rather quickly. What we'll see today is our air coming out of the north. This is a look at a computer model of the air, and you can see that wind coming out of the north and northeast today. So that continues to push some smog, some smoke into our area. That begins to ease up on Saturday. We don't have a strong wind coming out of the north anymore. The wind is a little variable, and then the wind really starts to pick up out of the south during the day on Sunday. That definitely will start to push a lot of that smoke north and out of the area. It'll keep it from moving in, but it will also increase our humidity and make for a pretty hot day Sunday. Sunday's going to be a great day at the pool. We do have a cold front that'll arrive on Monday, but the weekend looks nice and dry for us. You know, if we didn't have the smoke from the Canadian wildfires, today would be a beautiful day. Our dew point's way down at refreshing. We're going to see lots of sunshine, mild temperatures. Sunday, the air quality improves, but it gets hotter and a little stickier. Monday, our dew point's way up at 72, which will feel tropical, but we'll have rain in the area. So not a bad weekend. Saturday, 87. Saturday's air quality should be at yellow. Sunday's should be green, but Sunday could be the first day we hit 90 degrees this year. Monday, we'll be tracking some strong thunderstorms.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Tributes are growing for three sisters killed in a car crash in Moore County. Family and friends gathered in Southern Pines last night to release balloons in memory of Gloria McCrimmon, Cheryl Medlin, and Viola Singletary. Families say the three were on their way to Fayetteville to pick up a truck on Wednesday when another car hit theirs head-on. We're told all three of the sisters were just inseparable.
To lose all three, it was... There's no easy way to put this.
It's just so terrible. State troopers say the driver of the car that hit the sisters head-on was also killed. A fifth person was seriously hurt. Apple is taking a big step forward toward starting construction on its billion-dollar campus in RTP. We've been following all this since WRL broke the story back in 2021. We've now obtained an application that Apple filed with Wake County for work permits and a stormwater plan for the property along Lewis Stevens Drive. The application includes plans for a 324,000-square-foot office building. Video from Sky 5 taken yesterday shows, for now, the site is still just woods and a lake. We've reached out to Apple to find out when it plans to start moving dirt. Another significant project in our area is also taking a step forward. Wolfspeed just received a key air quality permit from the state for its Chatham County facility. It lays out emissions and monitoring guidelines for the $5 billion semiconductor factory coming to Siler City. It's expected to open in 2024.
Market watchers are glad to see stocks are done hibernating, but as John Lawrence reports, some analysts aren't sure how long this will last.
Wall Street is back to being bullish. Due to a late rally Thursday, the S&P ended the day in bull market territory for the first time since January 2022. In layman's terms, a bull market is an extended period of time when investment prices are climbing or getting worked up like a bull in front of a red carpet. Analysts say this boost comes from major gains in tech stocks, the end of the debt ceiling crisis, and a string of recent strong economic readings. However, this bull market might be metaphorically skating on thin ice. Some market watchers fear this could be a short-lived rally, citing high costs as a big concern.
Inflation is cutting into every single family in their budgets across the nation.
And political tensions in Washington, D.C. could make the matter cloudy.
We have to reach a spending agreement so that the needs of the American people can be reached. But right now, there is no activity happening in the Congress because of the extreme nature of the House Republican Conference.
Some experts say the length of this bull market is also likely dependent on the Federal Reserve and its interest rate policy decision next week. Economists say if the Fed skips a hike next month, markets will likely keep climbing. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
And in other economic news, middle-income home seekers in the U.S. are having trouble finding a place to buy. The National Association of Realtors and Realtor.com says these consumers cannot afford more than three-quarters of the listings on the market. Well, this is something you don't hear very often. The IRS may actually owe you money. The agency says it has more than $1 billion of unclaimed tax refunds. They're now trying to track down taxpayers to get them their cash. This is for the 2019 filing year. The IRS says if you think you're owed, you have until July 17th to submit a tax return to claim your refund. If you don't make the deadline, the government keeps the money.
There's a new program in Franklin County aimed at helping new and expecting mothers. The health department put it together. The program helps pregnant and postpartum moms with things like safe sleep and breastfeeding. Classes begin in July. You can sign up on the county health department's website. Thousands of graduating high school students will turn their tassels today across our area, and that means you can expect traffic near the spots where ceremonies get underway this morning. Those include venues in Nash, Moore, and Johnston counties. Public schools in all of those communities will have graduations lasting into the weekend as well.
A new park in Raleigh being advertised as the city's smallest is opening today. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is planned for the installation on West Street downtown. That's near Roast Grill and State of Beer. A local artist created the park around the Parks for the People mural that went up last fall. It includes mushroom stools and sunflower sun catchers using recycled materials. Today's ceremony is for 11:30. A Pimento Cheese Festival and a food truck rodeo are among the events that you can check out this weekend.
WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has some of the top picks in this week's edition of Out and About.
June is Pride Month, and this weekend Apex will hold its annual Pride Festival. This family-oriented event is being held Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Hunter Street. There will be more than 100 artists, vendors, and organizations, plus a food truck rodeo and live music. Admission is free. Also on Saturday, the town of Cary will be hosting its annual Pimento Cheese Festival. Food trucks will line Academy Street to serve their regular menus, plus some new items containing pimento cheese. There will be live music, craft beer, and even a pimento cheese sculpting contest. Admission is free. And on Sunday, head to Durham Central Park for a food truck rodeo. The event will include more than 30 trucks and a variety of cuisines. The event is noon to 4 p.m. Admission is free. These are just a few ways to get out and about this weekend. Kathy Hanrahan, WRAL News.
And if you're looking for some more good food this weekend, Triangle Restaurant Week runs through Sunday. Dozens of local restaurants are offering special deals on three-course menu items with fixed pricing. You can find out more on WREL.com. Well, the Century Plant in the WREL Azalea Gardens is still growing, and we're giving you a new shot of it here.
Yeah, right on top. Photojournalist Ed Wilson captured these unique shots of the rare plant with Drone 5. It's in full bloom and has been for weeks now. At last check, it was more than 14 and a half feet tall. It's expected to reach 20 feet. You can stop by to see it in person anytime and learn all about the unique plant right now by going to WRAL.com. It has really branched out with those blooms.
I know, it reminds me of something from Dr. Seuss.
Yeah,
it's very cool looking.
It is a giant asparagus stalk, but prettier. It's time to make some popcorn because it is National Movie Night.
Yeah, celebrating can be as simple as streaming a film at home, but National Day calendars have some ideas to get creative. It suggests a movie snack buffet, a movie night gathering in red carpet attire, or maybe a review writing challenge. Other ideas are to hit a drive-in or project a blockbuster on a sheet in the backyard.
Before we go to break, here's a look at the winning lottery numbers, and we'll get another check on your weather and traffic next.